Basement Bookers Podcast.
What is up? It's your boys, the Basement Bookers Podcast, coming to you hot live wherever the hell we are. This is Friday night after Friday night SmackDown. Basement Chair here, the undisputed champion of the basement. With me, as always, is the most rizzest, baldest man, Rich DeRiz. Rich DeRiz, welcome to the Basement Bookers Podcast. Cue applause. And
thank you, bro. Well, we have apparently a few things to discuss. Jer, in our little pre-show, brought up that there were a couple of releases, maybe a quit, maybe not. I don't know. What do you got there?
I think it's just is what it is. Xia Li released, according to her own account, and Jinder Mahal also released according to his thing. So he's released with a 90-day non-compete. I'm assuming it's the same for Xia Li. Don't like to start off with people losing their jobs, but there's always somewhere to go in the year 2024. I mean, Maximum Male Models showed up in Uganda and helped out the fellas down there defeat, I believe, the Great White. I believe was his name. I forgot, maybe.
Nice.
He tested his heel. And yeah, it was great. It's on X there. You can find that. Maybe I'll try to put it there, but I digress.
So yeah, the silver lining is that there are a bunch of other places to work. I feel bad for Xia Li. I feel bad for Jinder. I personally am more upset about Jinder. He had a really good run on top for a while. That era of SmackDown.
Oh, when WWE got a deal and trying to get a deal in India, and they decided to put the belt on Jinder Mahal.
Well, reasons aside, I thought he did a good job as champion.
His music did a good job as champion. If I'm honest, yeah.
His music, yeah,
this day goes hard.
Yeah,
if you go see them, you can feel it in your feet. That guy. Whoever he is that does that song, he's no Def Rebel. You know, he's got some real talent. Mm-hmm. Like, Def Rebel's getting dragged all over X. Like, people are like putting up like remix themes if like Def Rebel made it today of like older people, and it's just mm-hmm. like something they said and mm-hmm. then song and like weird beats and things like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's the joke is that Def Rebel sucks at music. And all their stuff sucks. That's the joke, which I guess you don't get. But anyway, that's it for releases. Hopefully no more today. And if there are, that they like wanted it a little bit.
Yeah. Like we said, there are plenty of places to work. I could see Jinder Mahal going to AEW. Xia Li, I mean, hopefully she lands somewhere and...
With, in regards to Jinder Mahal, I think he done all he could do here. You know, in WWE's defense, Sangha can talk.
Yeah.
Like, what do you need Jinder Mahal for to talk for them? Like, Sangha's an actor. He can talk.
And, yeah, Veer can talk too.
Yeah, I know Veer, like, can verbally communicate, but mm-hmm. he's not as good of a talker as the other guy, mm-hmm. I feel like. He sounds more like... Like, he would be the talker. Like, he when his early NXT was, like, this sophisticated, gentlemanly type mm-hmm. large man. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he can fold napkins and tie your tie and perfectly, but then he can strangle you with his bare hand. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's the kind of stuff I'm looking for these days.
Yeah.
You know, a guy like that.
I felt like, if anything, Jinder was loaning them sort of his credibility.
Oh, yeah, he's incredible. He's a former WWE champion. You know, it's just, you know, sometimes you can't be the balls are too big. You was just a small peen. You know, when you was with the Bali boys, mm-hmm. you were the big ween and they were the little balls, you know, mm-hmm. and then the opposite don't work out too good. You know, at least with one thing, you're taking care of business. The other way, you're not taking care of a lot of business. You can't work the middle because your thing's too little. You know, you're having trouble and mm-hmm. you're going to have to move on with your life. Just like we're going to move on from here, I think appropriately.
There we go.
What we got next there on the docket?
Next, I think, is a progression of the Bloodline storyline. This, as anyone that watches the Basic Bookers podcast knows, it has been one of the, like, obviously the most prominent storyline in the company at the moment, and I find it, I still find it very compelling. Like, these new little wrinkles that they're adding. Now, where is Roman? We know Roman's, like, off at the moment. And
he's filming a movie.
Oh, is he? What movie?
It's some kind of heist movie with, and I think Eddie Murphy's going to be in it. There's a picture floating around on Instagram from some ladies, and that's in the movie. Mm-hmm. And Roman Reigns, he's like sitting on like a chair. I think he's like the heel in the movie, and he's surrounded by all these ladies. And maybe he's in like some kind of a bank vault that I'll show here. And it's pretty cool.
Cool. So, looking forward to that. Yeah. But good for him, man. So now it looks like Solo is calling some shots, and Paulie is like, listen, like, you can't be calling these shots yet. And Tama Tonga is the MFT?
Yeah, I thought it was NFT. Apparently not. It's frowned upon to apply that to a person.
Apparently.
But look, he did it for the people. He did it for Solo. When he ran his car into Kevin Owens' car. I'm sorry, his rental car into Kevin Owens' rental car. And that is appropriate use of a rental car. I'm sure they got clearance for that. Mm-hmm. Who knows if they're even, you know, rental cars per se. They could be cars that they bought just to demolish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sounds like a not bad investment. Buy the car, destroy it, and then fix it up. It doesn't have to actually, or like not even fix it up. Just keep it in that condition and just use it like the next time you need a scene like that.
Yeah, maybe you gotta look, guys, we need a lights out match. Who do you got for me? And can we do it at NXT? Because it's the easiest place to get the car to.
Yeah.
And since, you know, the Don's not above disappearing people and talking about it live on TV, you know, he can sure get rid of evidence. So maybe Solo can talk to him. I don't know if they have like a friendship or anything like that. Maybe they know one another. Maybe they roll in different circles, because quite frankly, it would be more fascinating to me, because I got to tell you, Solo Sikoa is a loser. He has yet to win a match since beating John Cena. Mm-hmm. And where's the consequences for his losing? I've yet to see it. He sucks. And like, it's like that they're trying to make it like, listen, don't worry. As soon as you try to talk, they'll just boo and be very loud. So do what Dom does. Just do what Dom does. And then you don't have to talk because they keep yelling over you.
Yeah. It works for Dom.
He shouldn't have to raise his voice. Like, he should be able to command. He should have a commanding presence.
Mm-hmm.
And he just doesn't. He's
right.
A thug. He's just a thug. And he's trying to take over the business because the Don's not there. Because the real king is not there. When the king is gone, when the king isn't there, the little fat little wannabe tough guy royal line comes in and tries to sit on the chair, because there's only weak people around, no one strong like the king to keep this doughy piece of crap in line. You're gonna have trouble. You're gonna have an unstable kingdom. When you don't listen to your wise advisors, this is going to come back to bite you. And what they don't realize is that the king will return, that the tribal chief will return. And when he comes back, and he will, Solo Sikoa is going to have a lot to answer to.
Yep.
So is Son of Haku.
The MFT, Tama Tonga.
I'm not going to call him an MFT because it's stupid and I hate it. Just
like if they tell us that it, if they make up something else that it stands for, what was it? My family tree?
Yeah. Is he the whole tree? Did you just, because you trim some branches, like you got like.
Do we know trimming branches implies something?
Like I said, I mean, the Don is not above publicly saying that, you know, insinuating, you know, even though was the other guy that brought it up, but he should know better. He should smarten him up. You would smarten that guy up. Nonetheless.
So, looks like Jimmy's out of the bloodline at the moment, at least.
Jimmy's out on leave. Jimmy is in the hospital. He's got a thumb-shaped indentation. Like, you know, if you ever take Play-Doh.
Right there.
You take the Play-Doh and you use your thumb to really dig in there. Mm-hmm. It looks like that right now. It looks like you're poor like I was. So you didn't have that much Play-Doh. So it's really like, it's just awful. So get well, Jimmy. Obviously, Naomi still able to put on a decent match against Bayley, not letting what happened to her husband distract her. But then came Tiffany Stratton. Now, I received comment while I was trying to enjoy this match that it wasn't great. And there were many, many pinfalls. And I feel like for a lot of people who don't understand, I understand. I feel you. Mm-hmm. But I feel like my theory is both baby faces. They want to make you believe that either one of these women could have won the match. And that was stolen from them by Tiffany Stratton. See, what this does, it protects the baby faces with the disqualification because both of them look really strong. Mm-hmm. The heat, all the heat, it goes on to Tiffany Stratton.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to do that with her because she's very likable, at least to me. I have a lot of trouble. So, but she messed with Bayley. And I'm not about that. I'm a loyal person. I'm loyal to Bayley. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just like I'm loyal to Becky. She has to forgive me, but it was Rhea Ripley's destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Rhea Ripley's destiny is what we have to speak about in this next super awesome segue I just did. Did you agree with what I said about Bayley, Tiffany Stratton, and Naomi?
I agreed with every word of it.
Excellent. Great. So perfectly placed here. Now, we're led to believe that due to last week's attack by Liv Morgan, that Rhea Ripley is going to be out for an undetermined amount of time. So therefore, she has to relinquish the Women's World Heavyweight Championship. She does so. Arm in a sling, no tear in her eye, the pure unadulterated anger. You could feel it emanating. And woe, woe to whatever poor creature of the female chromosome holding that championship, because a demon in their dreams has been ate and slept, because Rhea Ripley is back and she's going to kill whoever it is that has what she has. And I hope it's not Liv Morgan. It might be. There is speculation that there will be a new Women's World Champion coming soon. I don't know if it's before the draft. Is it this week that it's coming? And then there's, because I know
it's this Monday. It's not a battle royal. It's some multi-woman match. I don't remember what they announced
it as. If she's going to win it that way, it has to be something believable.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for all the Liv hards out there. I have something to say to you. I don't believe her as a heel. No one's afraid of her. Nia Jax exists. Nia Jax exists. As long as Nia Jax exists on that roster, there's no reason Liv Morgan should have that belt. I believe anybody else. And yes, you could make the argument, well, Alexa Bliss was the champion while Nia Jax was around. But this Nia Jax is not that Nia Jax. She's been built differently. So unless you're trying to just destroy her credibility, I think it's time for some nepotism. Dwayne, I need you to do me a solid, brother. Make it happen. Nia Jax, Women's World Champion. All right. You want to get the belt off of her to Liv Morgan? I don't care how you do it. Whatever. But I don't know. What's your opinion on that?
So kind of same, right? Like, in a world where Nia Jax exists, Liv Morgan is on the same show, Liv shouldn't have the belt. But if they were probably eventually working towards Liv versus Rhea for the title anyway. So it could make sense for them to give it to Liv just to, I mean, and then continue the feud once Rhea comes back later on. But like, maybe have Liv win the first round against him, or have maybe some sort of dusty finish or something. But I don't know. I feel like the with the news that, with the story being that Liv injured Rhea, I heard a lot of heat on Liv for her promo. So,
well, she's already a heel. I know, like, she's a heel for sure.
Yeah.
That's so, what's telling. I definitely picked up on that.
So I feel like they can make it work. I think they just need to keep Nia away from her.
She needs a heater. You know what I mean? Like a diesel, but like a woman. You know, somebody who's going to have her back.
Maybe Shayna?
Well, she's hurt. A little busy with Zoe Stark. Shayna's fine. We saw her. Okay. She's good. You know what? I would not mind Shayna Baszler, at least for like transition.
Yeah.
And like maybe Liv gets the belt off of her through like dastardly means. Like, I wouldn't mind that at all. I think Shayna Baszler deserves something like that. I'm a fan.
Yeah, like Shayna's doing really, really good work. She
be different. Like
her run in NXT was awesome. Her intro to the main roster, the way she dominated that Elimination Chamber,
it went nowhere though.
Right, there was just no payoff.
That's Vince McMahon right there. It's like, well, let's bring this creature, this monster, in a cage and have her destroy them. And it's like, well, now what do we do? It's like, oh, Ronda Rousey's here, so whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
it's the old like, start stop.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, like, she's believable and she's good. Do it.
All right, great. We solved it. Something else that was solved. But not really. We had a terrific, before I forget to speak about it, because we have to talk about this, the main event, Chad Gable versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship. The Sami Zayn win. It looks like two gentlemen. You know, it didn't work out too good for Chad Gable. Sami, you know, goes out to celebrate with his wife. And then it felt to me, have you ever seen, I don't know if you've seen the meme or a gif, but like, it's like me trying to enjoy cake. It's like a white character, like he looks like a cartoon character. He's like trying to pick up a cake. And behind him just comes like, I don't know, it says something overnight, but it's a bigger guy. And he's going to suplex him while he's trying to get his cake. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like he's going to go hug his wife. And here comes Chad Gable. And just fucking messes, just suplexes him right out of his wife's arms. And just, even Ricochet was like, damn, on X. He's like, damn. Even Charles Barkley was like, hell nah, you don't let that slide. It's like, man, you got Charles Barkley interested? WWE is popping off. So, yeah, I thought it's coming. It's a long time coming. There's rumors going around on the X that the Creed brothers may turn heel and join Chad Gable, which I'm all for, because this character change, there's no more Alpha Academy in its current state.
Definitely not.
Otis gets mean, you can't. Tozawa's not going to survive there. Maxine is probably out unless they can't change her character like that.
I think Maxine is just tagging with Ivy Nile.
Yeah, but she's still in the camp with them.
She is.
But Ivy Nile's with the Creed brothers. So, I don't know.
Yeah, she is. Like for a while, like, they weren't really, and they kind of were.
Yeah,
but
she was
Ivy
there at the training while they were training and stuff. And Ivy Nile tweeted, like, she responded to that rumor. She's like, are they? ? Like, so I like that they play around with stuff like that. I would love it. Like Creed Brothers and Gable. That would be really good.
That's the new team angle.
I was just going to say that's what that would be. and maybe even better, because like those Creed brothers do crazy shit.
Yep.
You know, they're gonna be, I'm never a fan of they're gonna be the next this or next that. It's like, yeah, it's similar, but I want to know what these guys are gonna do. But it's gonna be great, and we're all there for it. Now, what do you think about the new tag team championships? I'm gonna say right off the rip, this might be controversial, but I think the SmackDown, the WWE Tag Team Championships blow the Raw Tag Team Championships out of the water. Because it's basically dual World Heavyweight Championships. But,
yeah,
like, you know, I get the theme. Mm-hmm. And I was worried. My concern was that these belts were just going to be tag versions of Cody's belt and Bayley's belt.
Mm-hmm.
But I was pleasantly surprised. They look like the old tag titles, but just gold.
Yep. I love that. I truly, truly love that. So it's the old school with meshed with the new school, where it's like, yeah, but it's all gold.
It's the most, they're the most, one of the, some of the most beautifulest tag team titles. And I made the mistake. Actually, you know what? It made it even look better, because I don't like commercials. So I used my powers of skill and watched NXT while I waited.
Nice.
And I saw Axiom and Nathan Frazier hold up those toys that they called NXT Tag Team Championships. Mm-hmm. And they remind me of when I was a kid, when I went to Madison Square Garden and they sold the toy belts with the foam and the plastic. I'm like, oh, it's that.
Mm-hmm.
It's that compared to those beautiful WWE Tag Team Championships.
Yeah.
Kudos to whoever decided on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And I like Cody's belt. I like the gold, and I like that the American Nightmare plates have the color. I think it fits him perfectly. I don't think there's a reason to go Winged Eagle here. I think it's fine the way it is, personally. If you want to make the vintage one, fine. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go off. But They're gonna make an American Nightmare belt if they haven't already. 100%.
Maybe they did. I think they did. It's like a limited edition thing. It's like one of the, it's like an extra $100 for it or whatever. But Cody's belt and Bayley's belt, keep them with that design, because that's like the standard. That's a WWE logo, so it's just that.
They're way better.
Then you got the world title on Raw and the world tag titles on Raw that
match
up.
The World Women's Championship.
Right. I really like the design of these new the Raw tag titles as well, the world tag titles. I like that they are sort of specialized. They're going another step in specializing them for each show rather than just, oh, you know, it's got a blue strap, it's got a red strap. No.
Yeah.
This is showing some extra creativity.
Good bling. You have to have good bling.
Right.
Look, I might be selfish, all right? I can't have them to keep changing the belt around, all right? I need it to look somewhat like the one I currently have.
Yeah.
Like, settle down, people, okay? I might be a little bit selfish here, but look, come on.
I still got the scratch belt.
Let's segue. Let's segue into the rumor going around. I don't know if you heard that there may be a women's Intercontinental Championship, what with NXT getting the North American Championship. Look, it's not a gender thing to me. It's like the amount of women that currently wrestle on the main roster that you're going to see on each show. Do you have enough? You know, because are you going to have one like the women's tag titles where they go wherever the challenge is? Which is fine with me if you do it that way. You can't have a women's United States Championship.
Right.
You know, that's lame, first of all. There's only one United States Championship. So you'll have to make something. Like, a women's Intercontinental Championship is the only thing I can think of.
That, or another way they could do it is,
they'll be on WIC. Women's Intercontinental Championship.
Oh,
if you know,
terrible.
you know.
Man.
It's not like I said it was going to go to the welfare queen. Remember Glow? Remember
I
Glow?
Remember Glow.
Welfare queen?
Mm-hmm. Man.
So Awesome good. Kong anyway, was Welfare Queen.
Awesome Kong was Welfare, aka Karma.
That's right.
And she was so good. She's a really good actress, I think.
Of course she is.
But anyway, another way that they could do it is they could sort of go the NXT route where they won't necessarily feature that title or the feud for that title every week, right? Just to get more women on the show, you could have like the champ and like her main contender in a match, in matches 1 week, and then the next week you have, okay, the undercard to that title, sort of like, or alternate like women's intercontinental title, women's world title, women's intercontinental title, women's world title, or
I just figured it
more
out
shows, yeah,
the Netflix championship, the Netflix women's, the women's Netflix champion. Because I was thinking about the women's USA champion, mm-hmm. but like, oh no, they're not going to be there long right. enough. That might just not work out mm-hmm. too good. So, because I thought about TBS and Jade Cargill,
mm-hmm.
and then like that. Interesting. She could have that. Imagine they just give it to her and she just goes on an undefeated streak. She's already squashing people, you know. And that, well, she's tagging with Bianca. I really think it's going to be, they're going to be the women's tag team championship. I mean, yeah, they will become the women's championships.
They were all blinged out today.
Yeah. I believe Jade Cargill goes everywhere dressed like that, and that's fine, you know.
If you can do.
Those that can do, and she mm-hmm. do. She do mm-hmm. good. She do great. She do really great. And that's how I'm on that Intercontinental Championship thing for women, like you said. How you did, your way was good. If they're going to do it that way, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have at NXT spring break or spring. Yeah, Bron Breakker officially gone from NXT. It's over. He's grown up now and mm-hmm. he don't listen to no one. Now, also, we got to talk about the AOP, the Authors of Piss, and they're down there. And they're just messing people up. It looks like they're trying to go after two. They're trying to get two sets of tag team championships. Like they going after the NXT people. They was in that like fatal something way tag team foolery.
Mm-hmm.
For that, remind me who won that? I forgot. It just happened.
It just happened.
It just literally just happened. I was hoping that you were like.
It was early. Where is it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You watch live.
Street Profits. Pin Garza.
That's right. Now I remember. Perfect. Look, they're going to lose, but that would suck. Like, I hope they win. But I don't know. You know what? Yeah, A-Town Down Under sucks. I thought they were going to break them up. Maybe this will lead to it. You know, the blame game.
Yeah, maybe they lose the titles and then they... Wait, is that title match... Like next week, or is it at Backlash?
I was hoping it would be at Backlash. Because if you think about it, so far the only confirmed match, I believe, I could be incorrect, is the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. Actually, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes,
mm-hmm.
taking on AJ Styles. Two boys from Georgia facing off in France at Backlash. For the first time ever.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Georgia nothing else in common at all, right? Event.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know nothing, all right? I don't know nothing, Tony D. So mm-hmm. them guys got that. And then you got Damian Demento, Damian Priest, bisexual Undertaker. Don't worry, mi gente. And he's taking on the likes of main event Jey Uso.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Priest, he needs to check his emotions. He's very upset. His wrestling sister, his familia, you know, she's out. You know, this mm-hmm. could affect the Judgment Day. Mm-hmm. They're really not getting things done. Dom was supposed to beat Andrade. You know, what happened?
Didn't beat him.
What's going to happen, guys? JD, he's failing. You know, no W's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I don't think the Judgment Day along for this world. You may have seen on the Basement Booker's Facebook page that in Birmingham or over there, Birmingham, Alabama, I believe, it was a fatal four-way for the Intercontinental Championship.
Mm-hmm.
You had Gunter. What? You had Chad Gable.
What?
You had Sami Zayn. What? You had Finn Balor. What?
What?
Of course Sami Zayn won, but still, what? That's, if they're doing house shows like that, that's a banger.
Yeah.
Speaking of bangers, shame. Shame on you fat fucks for trying to body shame Sheamus. You do not body shame Sheamus, because Sheamus will kick your ass.
If I may.
You gotta take a shamrock and place it right up the keister, buddy. Yeah, go ahead.
If I may. So when
he was made to come back early.
Yes. So neck injuries will often, treatment is often steroids to strengthen the muscles in the neck. In order to grow muscle, you need to eat more calories. When you eat more calories, you're going to bulk up, both muscularly and fatually. Okay.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Right. So, you know what? I mean, who'd you ever beat? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And off doesn't count. So,
right.
Let me tell you what, brothers. Sheamus, we're happy to have you. I'm glad he's a face for now. And Lobster Head.
Right.
It's in there.
Not, and not for nothing. Like, looking
he
at his
brought
neck,
back Lobster Head, and you disrespected him.
He did. His neck, like, he looks good. Like, he did bulk up. He did obviously work on the muscle. We know he's crazy in the gym. Anyone crapping on him for, is anyone body shaming him? You're an idiot. Watch his YouTube.
I think they just miss his smaller shorts. I think that's what it is. That's probably it. And it's all right, guys. He's coming back for you. All right. With a vengeance.
Sheamus, welcome back. Glad to see you. Good. Can't wait to see what you do in this run.
Yeah. So, Cody offered to have Jay's back, and Jay is like, nah, I'm good. Strategically, I don't get that. Because, like, you know the Judgment Day. You know full well the Judgment Day. The Bloodline used to do business with the Judgment Day. You should know better, especially from being in the Bloodline. It's always good to have somebody have your back. You know, I thought maybe there was like a code word or something like, nah, I don't really need you to have my back, so they can think that I don't have you having my back. But really, no, it was just a dumb idea.
Yeah.
It's like, I know you want to be the man and all that, but your strategery, you need to rework your strategery. Now, I was thinking about the women's title situation. We don't know who's involved in this, do we?
No, not officially. They showed a bunch of women. I wasn't paying attention.
Becky could come back.
Mm.
And you could have Becky Lynch feuding with Liv Morgan in the interim until Rhea comes back. Because, like, I guess she was going to take time off of Becky Lynch, man, if you need her, you know. But, you know, she could be, well, I think Seth recently had knee surgery or something. So she might have to stay off TV to, you know, watch their kid or something. So who knows? I don't know. But she could come back. I'm just saying. Charlotte Flair could come back. You know, Andrade's there. There's a championship involved.
You know, I want to say it's too soon for her to come back, but
she's a machine.
It's
different.
It's not too soon for her to come back. I just think I don't necessarily want her back yet.
I think there's a Rhea Ripley-shaped void for her to fill, you know, at least temporarily, you know. She might have to put, like, a muscle suit on or something, but, you know, she's got her own set of talents and skills that she can apply. Anybody who says otherwise hasn't been watching wrestling for the last decade.
Facts. She is certainly credible.
Listen, she may not have money in her name, and she may not request an absurd amount of money. Then again, we don't know how much she's making, you know, because Sasha wanted Becky Lynch money. She wants the Charlotte Flair money, and I don't even know what that is. Oh, sorry, Monet.
Monet.
I don't know what's going on with that, but what I do know is not because of AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Jonathan Moxlifix is the IWGP heavyweight champion currently. So before, we lived in a moment when no member of the Shield had gold. And then Moxley came in and said, nuh-uh, gold back in the Shield. Still controlling the business.
Was that like the first time since the breakup of the Shield that none of them had titles? Is that it?
As far as I know.
Talk about like a three-man faction that just dominates singles, right?
It's been a long time. It's actually been many years. Like, you know what I mean? Like maybe when they first broke up, they didn't have any, but like, it's not good to have belts on them when they're breaking up. But like for a long time, it's always been at least one of them. So
I think Mox was Ambrose was US champ.
Well, all right then.
When
you
they
know?
Broke up, maybe.
Look, I don't have time to look any of that up. That's going to get, that's somebody else's problem. From what I understand, Jungle Jack Perry might be coming back to AEW sooner than later. Look, I don't care. I mean, you might, you know, it's okay if you do. It's not a big thing for me. Congratulations to Ruby Soho and maybe Angelo Parker. I don't know if that's a real thing, but she has a bun in there. You know, she's got a baby. She got that. She got that 9-month incubation period. You feel me? You know, she's on that DL for a little bit, you know, on the DL, you know, maybe she might come back with some enhancements, you know, it helped Maurice out a lot. So you never know what you could come back with, you know, after all of that. So
indeed.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I got for that. I really don't. What else you got there, buddy?
The only other thing that really stuck out in my mind, particularly from the SmackDown that we just watched, Carlito versus Santos, a little sloppy.
Look, I wanted to like headcanon it that like Carlito's trying not to look like he's trying to fight the guy because they're really working together or something. But I really, I was kind of like wondering what, maybe there's like not enough applesauce in the trailer. Maybe he didn't have like a good apple. Maybe Santos, you know, maybe had one too many, burritos from the old, Legado, microwave there, you know,
is that the same one that, Eddie gave to Big Show?
Maybe. You know, we don't know who's been in or around the burrito area. Like, Carlito's been doing some shady things. I don't know where he's at in life. You know, I think, honestly, it might have been a rough childhood. You know, his dad was pretty tough. He's a tough guy, you know, running promotions in Puerto Rico where, like, people get attacked and sometimes eliminated from Fortnite, you know.
Allegedly.
I wasn't there. I wasn't alive. So it really, it's got nothing to do with me and I don't know nothing. So,
right.
Yeah. The draft is coming soon. Look for that. That's going to be interesting. All the people.
I was going to say earlier, sorry to cut you off Team A-Town Down Under. If the match is next week and they drop the titles, then they can easily just put them on different shows.
They could. They could do that.
Because I think both of them are so good as heels, and maybe Theory seems to be particularly weaker as a face than Grayson Waller.
I think of the two, I like Grayson Waller better as a heel.
Yeah,
I don't know if Theory could be a face, but there's something not gelling here. Like you beat John Cena at WrestleMania, but nothing happened.
There seems to be instances of Cena getting beat and then nothing coming of it.
Yeah, I suppose so, you know. But who knows, right? Like, anything can happen in the WWE. Okay, so I figured, what with the draft coming, we could do like three people. Raw and SmackDown, excluding the obvious. We don't have to do tag team champions. We don't have to do the title holders. You know, I think they should stay where they are because it's going to be kind of weird.
Yeah. Three people or three picks?
Three picks. It doesn't matter. It'd be funner that way.
I'd like to see, moving to SmackDown, number one, Imperium.
Okay. Fresh coat of paint.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because realistically, who have they not run through in that upper mid card?
I'm going to put that on my same. So that means I only have to do two.
Maybe move Otis.
You know what? That's a great way to break that up. So you would put him on SmackDown?
Yeah, because I think he's good as a face. Give him something new to do, coming off of Alpha Academy. Maybe him and Tozawa.
Oh, okay. Like a pair?
Yeah, maybe move them as like part of Alpha Academy. It's a couple ways they could do that, I think. Like, if, because the Creeds aren't Alpha Academy.
No, they're just bros.
Gable's not. Ivy Nile is not officially. Maxine is. All right. Oh, wait. If they all say faces, then it's just Gable and the Creeds. Just move all of Alpha Academy.
Okay.
All right. Not Gable. Gable's not Alpha Academy anymore, but yeah, there we go.
Well, we don't know he's not Alpha Academy anymore just because his alignments changed. We need official confirmation on that.
They can do that this Monday on Raw.
Tozawa tweeted out that he trusts his coach. So we'll see what happens.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think for Raw, I think the Bobby Prophets should go to Raw. And I also have Bianca Belair to go to Raw.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think she's done there. Like, really.
Like, well, it looks like... I mean, they could still do it.
Maybe Bianca, Jade a Raw character Raw. Too.
Jade's Raw, so that would make sense then, since they're clearly on their way to taking the women's tag titles.
Did Jade go to Raw, or she would SmackDown?
No, Jade's SmackDown, but that can switch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want both of them on Raw. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be cool. You could still do that. Take the belts off the Kabuki Warriors, have them on Raw. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, presuming all of Alpha Academy is
AJ.
One...
Yeah. No, AJ should stay on SmackDown because Cody. Because we could get more matches with Cody. I don't think that's just a one-off. Unless it is. It's possible. Because, like, usually the overseas show, they don't really treat them like canon. You know what I mean? They'll be like, except for that Io Sky Bianca Belair match. That was really good at Backlash Puerto Rico. So, never mind. I take that back.
Yeah. So, I still get one pick.
Yeah, go ahead. It's okay.
Randy is Raw, right?
No, he's on SmackDown. It's okay. I made a mistake with Jade.
It's okay.
I forgot. She made like an official appearance as a SmackDown superstar like a week ago or two.
Mm-hmm. Nikki Cross is...
I think she's on Raw, but I don't know if
then
it matters.
Then move her to SmackDown so they can do something with her.
Okay. We can do that. I was thinking Andrade to SmackDown because I think he's on Raw.
He is.
And Charlotte to SmackDown also.
Okay.
That could work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, from NXT, we're thinking if Trick doesn't beat Ilya, which I don't think he won't. Mm-hmm. I think he won't. He'll have to leave NXT.
Oh.
Because it's either he leaves NXT or he wins the NXT championship.
Hmm.
And he's coming off a victory over his buddy, Carmelo Hayes, in a cage match.
Hmm. They might give it a Trick. I remember hearing that they are not bringing up Trick or Ilya yet.
Why would they make it like a point to say that he's draftable and like feature him on Raw? That's just a question I have. You know, that's all. That's like, if you could be right. I'm just asking a question. Like,
I think it's probably just, it's probably like quick intro to see, to gauge crowd reaction and just to have future B-roll footage.
Yeah. It was Shinsuke Nakamura. I mean, it's not like it was a slouch in the ring there.
Exactly.
So,
although Shin's been getting beat a lot.
Yeah. Bron Breakker's a SmackDown guy already. So he could stay there. Like, I would love for him to run into the Bloodline. Like,
wow.
I mean, if you think about it, like him and Paul Heyman, you know, he might save him from Solo. You know, that's something you could do. Solo Sikoa, Bron Breakker. Oh my goodness gracious. Although they're probably trying to keep the keep Solo heated up for Roman when Roman comes back and eventually fucks everybody up. Like, there's so going to be like,
Paul, wise man, fuck's going on here?
It's like he didn't watch that episode of SmackDown where Paul Heyman tried to call him. He's busy. He was busy doing movies, so maybe he didn't even see that episode. But I was going to mention, it's going to be like, it's going to be Bloodline Red and Black versus Bloodline Black and White. Well, Rich, there is. I think we did all that we did wrestling-wise in the great length of Basement Booker's podcast for you guys. Thank you for watching last week's WrestleMania episode. That was like 160. Like, it's really great. But if you like this episode, share it with your friends or your enemies. And we're not picky, you know, maybe we can make them into your friends, or you are visiting upon them what you believe to be a punishment. Either way, this benefits us greatly. So if you don't mind subscribing, giving a like and sharing with your friends, and check out patreon.com/basementbookerspod.
That's right. And yeah, give us comments below. Let us know who you think is going to get drafted in the draft. Who do you want to go where? What do you think of, what do you think is going on with this Bloodline thing? What else could MFT stand for? Let us know your thoughts and ideas and hopes.
My favorite toy. I stole that one just now, so no one can have it.
Okay. And with that, Jerry's got a parting message for you.
He did it for the people. He did it for The Rock. The match of life. Solo, maybe. The match of life is scheduled for one fall. So make it count.
Do what the man says.
Follow the bookers.